So it isn't always that easy to turn around on a dime by yourself. there are many transitions, and this fraction of that second of that, do I go to this transition or that one? Or there's so many ways of editing it. Anyway, tripping over the Lady of Shalott.
Do you ever yearn for that earlier time?
Which earlier time now?
From whence Lady of Shalott would be drawn.
Well, I don't, not a great deal. I mean, I really don't know what it was like. I've studied various books on the Middle Ages, for example, and I think everyday life was a very dirty and very rough and tumble kind of thing, you know, filled with a lot of hardship and disease. It's very easy to romanticize about that period of time. But I think what it did have was that there was a scale of community, and there was a sense of integration with the natural world, and there was still a sense of mystery about the world that one feels they would like to bring back into our contemporary society. But I feel quite lucky to be living now.
are you saying you'd like to have that sense of mystery about the world, though?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think that our focus seems to be so diffused now and very technology driven, and I'm certainly not anti-technology, but I think it's really taken over aspects of our, or we've allowed it to take over aspects of our ability to communicate and be as a community together, be engaged in the natural world.
Now, you kind of started out being interested in Celtic music. On the visit, you explored this kind of Indian trans-Celtic mm-hmm. connection, on this one, North African, Middle Eastern, Moorish kind of connection. Are you going to be going off someplace else next time around, or?
No idea. I have no idea. I know that there was lots of material that fascinated me that came up through the course of the Mask and Mirror that I may go back and look at some more. There are ideas that I've had I haven't gotten to, so it's possible. But in the way that I didn't have any idea what the Mask and Mirror was going to be about, the fact that it ended up being, you know, North Africa, Moroccan or Spanish, was a complete surprise to me as it evolved. So we'll see. We'll see where the next. It's sort of like one of those paintings that reveal itself.
But is going to these other cultures or exploring them at least, you know, through books or whatever, mm-hmm. is that a necessary component of your music, your creative process now?
Yes, oh yes, I think it certainly is a catalyst, a creative catalyst. And I do love to travel when I'm off tour. I love to travel as an adventurer, and I love travel literature, and so that I find traveling, but a particular kind of traveling in tempo, where you know, by train or bicycle, and where you can hang out with people in their own environment and get the feel of the the atmosphere and the dynamics of a place.
So driving down the Pennsylvania New Jersey Turnpike doesn't do it for you?
Well, it was interesting that you mentioned that. It was much more lush than I would have expected it to be. It's sort of like this turnpike that's this ribbon of highway that's cut through this amazing forested area, or feels forested.
It is pretty densely forested here, yeah. Especially if you go out west on the turnpike. I don't know if you've done that trip.
No.
But it's gorgeous, giant rolling hills. You go through these tunnels that go, you know, through the mountains, mm-hmm. and very dramatic landscapes that people don't really realize are out here, I don't think.
Mm.
Would you like to do one more song?
I could do a piece that I haven't recorded yet.
Oh, that would be great.